This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles of
law. Right here on Facebook, and you can also check out the link if you want to listen to the radio show.
Provide not only the
down below
and framework
coming up
for American government and society.
I lost the interlude. Mr. Board Operator. Hello? Okay. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, friends, as well as a few and me, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and sort of bad guys, and of course, all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's off today. He's not off. He's always working. He's always busy. But I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live here from the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, here in the bunker where it is a beautiful spring day outside. I apologize for the interlude. I was broadcasting also on my Facebook page and just making mention of them, and I forgot to mute the mic, so that was my fault, and I apologize for that. The number, if you want to chime in at any time today, is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, especially anyone in authority down there in Florida, if you want to call 1-866-582-9933. Let's stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet today, okay? If you want to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look, if you want to have Bradley come into public schools, you want to sow the seeds of the gospel, God's law, and our Christian heritage, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the contact button there, and get Bradley in your schools to share the good news, the truth, with the next generation, okay? Also, if you want to follow Bradley on social media, that's Facebook. Look up Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook. Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and also on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. Okay, today, look, I'm sort of embroiled in what I've been doing with the things going on down in Florida. And with that said, I have promised an article, and because of certain things that I didn't have any control over, God has control of them, over them, of course. But in His providence, I haven't got to put out the article with some documentation concerning Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino's fraudulent claims, shall we say. We did put out his education issue. We put out from the National Students Clearinghouse confirmation that the claims he's making, that he's on track to have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, are just lies. They're not the truth. Furthermore, he's using a publicly owned website, the Lee County Sheriff's website, to propagate this lie. And when the Lee County Sheriff's office is asked for comment, they say, "We respectfully decline to comment." They don't even go in there and right the wrong. They're just leaving it on the website. So that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment. I want to take you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get into that, point out a couple of things that we have going on. Bradley's got a new article out today. It's called "The Muslims Are Colonizing Under Your Noses, Putting Muslim Representatives into Position Only to Attack." Now, this is like about the fourth article on what's happening, how the Muslims are being used. The Muslims think that they're just doing this all on their own in the name of Allah, which is nothing more than the devil. Okay, that's who it is. Because we know all idols, behind all idols are demons. That's what Paul tells us. The idol itself is nothing. So their Allah is nothing, but who's behind it is a demon. Okay? Speaking of that, Rashida Tlaib says, honestly, I never felt more Palestinian than I ever felt in Congress. What is it going to take, people? Is it going to take these people sawing your heads off? Is it going to take these people whipping you in public, having their kangaroo courts, raping your women, killing your children? What is it going to take for you to wake up that Islam is not either a religion of peace, nor is it an Abrahamic faith? Because Paul says, if you have the faith of Abraham, you are the sons of Abraham. These people aren't that. They're like a couple thousand years too late for that. Okay? When is it going to take you time? When are you going to wake up to what's going on there? Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Harvey Weinstein's attorney is accused of sex trafficking kids for Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire, right? Lolita Express, Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, all these people surrounding Jeffrey Epstein. Matter of fact, Trump's labor secretary got that job after he was the attorney that turned a little slap on the wrist for Mr. Epstein for a few months in jail. And who is this attorney here we've got? It's Mr. Alan Dershowitz. A lot of people were praising Alan Dershowitz for some of his comments here over the past couple of years concerning Donald Trump. Well, guess what? He's in the midst of all this stuff, too. Florida corruption, what's been allowed? This is what we're going to talk about in the rest of the hour. What's been allowed in Lee County under the watchful eye of the Sunshine State's governors? That's Rick Scott and Governor DeSantis. Both of these guys know about this guy, and they are remaining silent, which means they're complicit in their silence, as well as the Attorney General, as well as the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, by not bringing justice. That's what the Sons of Liberty are about. We're about pointing people to the law. It's not about idolizing a person. It is about pointing to the law, specifically the law of God, contained in the Scriptures of the Old and New Testament, which is the Word of God, as the Catechism says, and calling for people to bring about justice so that we guard our liberty, right? If you want freedom, you cannot let crimes and this corruption continue, because you're not going to have your freedom. Okay? You're not going to have it if you continue to let it go on. Daniel Greenfield has a piece out today, raise taxes on everyone richer than me. Isn't that the mindset? As long as everybody's raising the taxes on everybody else, it's fine. But did you know a majority of Americans say their tax bill was the same or higher under President Trump? Did you know that? I can tell you I've seen some. I didn't see anything getting lower, okay? I didn't see any of that. We were promised that the Obamacare thing, yeah, you had to wait on that, didn't you? A lot of you are still waiting on that from comments that I've seen. Also, we have from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Notre Dame fire. Here's what we know about what started it. And I can tell you, you heard in the news before, somebody coming in National Cathedral with gasoline. Come on, people, wake up. Are you thinking that for a minute, Notre Dame, just that fire just happened all on its own? When the destruction of churches by the Muslim immigrants have been going on, they're being used, there's no doubt about it. But are we that blind to what's going on? Other side of the break, we're going to talk about this corruption in Florida. Hey, anybody in authority down there, governor's office, you know, Lee County Sheriff, Attorney General, Florida Department of Law Enforcement, you want to call in? 1-866-582-9933. Buckle up, because I'm not just going to hit them. I'm going to deal with your media down there, too. Hang on.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gotherefore.conference.com for registration information. gotherefore.conference.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he is obviously not here. It's not his velvety voice that you hear on the radio with you. It's mine, and a face made for radio, as people can see. Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. All right, we're going to talk about this corruption that's going on down in Florida. And look, I want to make it very clear from the outset. I have given time for the governor's office to respond to this. They have the information, not just from me. There have been former employees of the Lee County Sheriff's Office who have given much of this information to the governor's office, to Florida Department of Law Enforcement, to the Attorney General. So it's not like these people don't know it. It's that they either don't care, which means they're complicit in it by not caring, okay, or they're complicit in it and whitewashing it. Okay? Let me be clear about that. That's what I think. Because I can find in no way is anybody remotely interested in what's going on in Lee County. And I didn't even go into my reporting trying to deal with this. I was dealing with a completely different issue in which their judicial system in Lee County is completely corrupt. Among the judges, among attorneys down there, and I've given you the documentation. I'm not saying that without having done my due diligence in digging that out. I have done that, okay? And I'm going to point to you that even the bar, the Florida bar, there is a bit where I'm wary of that, okay? And I'll try to include that in the show here. Okay, so the other day I put out a story. Why is Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino perpetrating this fraud on the people. Now, understand, I think Sheriff Marcino has blocked me from his phone because as soon as I call him for comment, I get the voicemail, and that usually happens. Probably people get that from me if I have blocked them, okay? That seems to be what's happened. I have reached out to his PIO person. That's basically a public relations officer there. And they said, we respectfully declined to comment on this issue. Now, what they're declining to comment on is the fact that on the Lee County Sheriff's website, here's what it says. In March 2017, Sheriff Carmine Marcino graduated from the FBI National Academy 267. That sounds like a big deal. What it means is he graduated from an obstacle course and, you know, this like 10 weeks and some classes, okay? He's pictured with Shaquille O'Neal at graduation and none other than James Comey, which we know we can trust James Comey, right? We know we can trust that guy. It also says he is on track to graduate with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, okay? Now, this is relating that he is the current sheriff at the time, 2018, to the present. So we know this has been up for almost a year, at least almost a year. Nobody's questioned it. Nobody in the media has questioned it because they reported it almost a year ago, 2018, they reported that he was going to Florida Gulf Coast University and that he was seeking this bachelor's degree. We know that 2 years ago in 2017, the same outlet, newspress.com, also reported the same fraudulent claim. Okay, this is the first thing. Now, to be fair to the Lee County Sheriff's website, and just so you know, I didn't skip anything. I went over here and looked at it. In his bio on the site, Sheriff Carmine Marcino doesn't have that. Now, he does include the FBI National Academy session. That's there. I have a screenshot here of where the news press reported that he went to FGCU and that he was working on finishing his college degree. Now, I ask you something, people. You know, me and you. No lawyer ease or any of this other stuff. When somebody says they're on track to get a degree, when they are finishing that degree at a specific college, it leads you to believe that person is engaged in continuing education, right? It leads you to believe that that person might even be close to finishing that education and obtaining that degree. That is not the case with Sheriff Carmine. In fact, I had to go through the National Student Clearinghouse after I called FGCU and verified when he had actually been there. I had to go through there to get a document. I thought this was very important so I could put it out there, and this is what I'm going to tie to the media in just a moment. For $14.95, anybody can do what I did. Put in the guy's name, Carmine Dominic Marcino. Only one of them at the school that's enrolled, okay? And here's when Sheriff Marcino was enrolled, 2004, 15 years ago. And guess what? Did he attend a couple of years? Did he get close to it and he's just going to pick it up? No, he attended for about 3 months. From August 2004 to the middle of December 2004, that's all Sheriff Carmine has. Okay? He put on one of his applications that he had just under an associate's degree. No, dude. You're not only not on track. You barely started the engine to see if anything would crank. Okay, that's what's going on here. Now, with that said, this is the first thing. Then we're going to jump to some other things here in just a moment. I got to check my time, but we're gonna deal with some things that come out of his history in law enforcement here in just a moment. I got the word from the lady down at newspress.com. She reached out to me. She asked me, thank you for sending the information, which I sent to her from this. And then she followed up with, you know, what is your motive? Because I wrote her somewhat of a harsh tweet. I apologize for that. I said I'm just a little frustrated that nobody in the media down there is digging into this guy. Everywhere you look, it's kisses and hugs and babies and, well, doggies. That's his claim to fame down there now. He's doing deputy dog, even though I hear that he doesn't like dogs. I'm not sure what's going on with that. Anyway, the point is that this went out. The reporter got in touch with me via Twitter and asked my motive. I'm not even in the state. I wasn't doing something to get into Lee County or Sheriff Carmine Mercina. I didn't want any of that. I was doing a specific thing about the judicial system and a particular person in it and the corruption that was in there and the criminality in there. If you want to see that, go to sonslibertymedia.com. You can put in Deanna Williams in the search engine. You can find all of these articles in there, okay, including the ones about Sheriff Carmine. So she asked my motive, and I said my motive is that we bring justice, that we expose the unethical behavior of the sheriff there. We also expose the corruption that is obviously leaked up into FDLE and the governor's office for failing to do anything about this. They won't even comment on about it, let alone do anything about it. This guy, before he came to Florida, was a part-time park ranger. He was Ranger Smith from Yogi Bear. Okay? Hey, boo-boo. Right? That's what he was, part-time. Yet he presents himself to people when he's engaging them. We even have an FGCU article in which he obviously, even though he didn't state it in his statements, the guy who's writing obviously got the information somewhere else, and I have it on good authority from another source that he has oftentimes presented himself as a New York Police Department officer, which I called yesterday, and just to verify, just seeing, and the lady told me, nope, we don't have anybody that ever worked here at all. New York Police Department, okay? What it tells me is he is deceiving the people. He is losing his trust with the people. He is defrauding the people, and he's even using public means to do so, the Lee County Sheriff website. And I don't know if Sheriff Marcino, if you're calling, you want to correct the record, 1-866-582-9933, or anybody else, you're welcome to call and correct the record. But I've got the screenshots. This is what is going on. And this is not all. Okay? We're going to come up on a break here in just a little bit. We're going to talk about Sheriff Marcino's history in law enforcement. We're going to talk about his willful, I don't know any other way. You know, the media wants to say half-truths, mistruths, falsehoods. And falsehoods is a good thing, but his obvious, straightforward lies on applications to be in law enforcement. Hang on. Other side of the break. You don't want to miss this. You've got somebody down there in Lee County. You've got somebody in Florida. Tune them in to the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advance look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now 1-800-583-8662 or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you've tuned in and you're looking for that, I call it the velvet voice of Bradley Dean. He is not here, obviously. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I am sharing with you the stories going on down in Lee County, Florida. Before I go on and I reveal some of these things in the documents, which will be coming out, Lord willing, in the article this evening. You should get it if you're subscribed to the Sons of Liberty Media newsletter. If you're not subscribed to that, you can go to the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can sign up there. If you'd like to also chime in, 1-866-582-9933 during the live broadcast here. I got an email yesterday from a person down in Florida, a very kind lady, and I was really moved. I was moved to tears, really, the encouragement from this, because sometimes you put out, you work at stuff, you put it out, you're hoping that God's going to do something with it to deal with either the corruption there, build the people up, encourage them to do what they need to do down there, because I'm not down there. I'm several states away. Okay, this is what I got. I live in Lee County, Florida. I'm jumping up and down and applauding you for addressing the corruption in the Lee County Sheriff's Office. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I've just come across your website. I've now followed you on Facebook and Twitter. I'm looking for your original article and looking forward to your next one. You're exposing things I was in the process of gathering records for, so we know somebody is working down there. This dear lady is doing that. excuse me. She said, I have knowledge of the things that perhaps I could point you in a direction to further expose backroom deals, procurement contracts, that benefit people in high places. And we talked about, I actually spoke with this lady this morning about that. The intimidation of the LCSO personnel to, quote-unquote, not support, acknowledge, or like on Facebook the candidate running for Lee County Sheriff, that's the guy opposed to Sheriff Marcino, has gone too far. The policing of personnel and communities for political purposes, this needs to come to an end. I'm angry. Good. She's angry, but she's going beyond that. Okay? She's going to do this. I'm an intercessor and part of a prayer team, so I have an outlet for my anger. We're declaring that, quote, that which is done in darkness is revealed in the light. That's what the Sons of Liberty, I mean, you listen to Bradley, he talks about that all the time. And also, quote, the whispers behind closed doors to be sung by birds from the rooftops, close quote. We're crying out to our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, for righteous leaders, for these corrupt strongholds in our region to be dethroned. I'm sharing your website with intercessors, and one just responded, only God can do this kind of stuff. That's amazing. And then she also prayed for me and my family. I'm very, very moved by that. I was very encouraged by it. I still am moved by it because I'm nothing. And God is everything. And we need to exalt Him in His law. If we'll do that among ourselves, we'll build each other up. We'll sharpen each other. We'll push each other to deal with the criminals and the corruption in our midst. And that is vitally important to securing not only our liberty, people, but the liberty of our children. I want to ask you baby boomers out there, how many of you do the fighting for your children? Or are you out and you've got that little bumper sticker on the back of your car that says, I'm out spending my kids' inheritance? That is a wicked thing to have on your car. It is a wicked thing to have on your car. You should be looking to build up your children for the next generation so that they can go much farther than you go for the glory of God. Now, I promised you documents. I've got documents, okay? And I'm probably missing something along the line of where I want to go, but I do want to go to documents. One thing I do want to do is I want to give a shout out to a particular woman down there at, let's see what it is. It is Fox 4 down there in Florida. Miss Jane Monreal. You were given the documentation. You were given the article. You were given the evidence. And you were asked whether or not you're going to cover this up. Kind of like you guys failed to report the fact that Sheriff Marcino engaged in unethical behavior after going after Miss Williams when she went down there to report grand theft and dropped the ball on a criminal investigation there. Okay, there's just no excuse for it. And you people knew that if you did that, he was going to have to step down, something was going to have to be done or whatever. Okay, so I'm telling you, you get on the report, you start reporting this, you start digging into it, I'll have your back. I will. But if you don't, as far as I'm concerned, you people down there in Florida in the media are useful idiots for this guy. And when he's done with you, you're not going to like the results of what he does with you. Okay? That's just the way it is. Okay? So, with that in mind, let's go to some of the things of Sheriff Carmine. I have extensive documents. I'm sure that probably the guy who dumped all this on me has been very kind to kind of elaborate a little bit more on some other things and help me understand some things that I'm seeing. I have a letter dated August the 2nd of 2000. Okay? This is to Chief Stephen Moore, the City of Naples Police and Emergency Services Department, okay? The City of Naples. This is where Carmine Marcino came to be a police officer after he left his park ranger sheriff job, Yogi Bear, up there in New York, okay? Not New York Police Department, park ranger, part-time seasonal park ranger. That means he wasn't full-time or any of this. Now, before I read that, let me tell you why it's important that I point out he's part-time and he's seasonal. If you go to the FDLE website, this is the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, if you go there and you look up equivalency training, okay, in equivalency training, Sheriff Marcino failed it twice while he was at the City of Naples Police Department. He never passed it. Okay, these are simple things that he should know as a police officer, okay? Here's what the FDLE says about equivalency training. concerning those who are out of state. They come from another state. They come into Florida. Here's what you have to have. You have to meet the following requirements. Listen very carefully. You worked at least 1 year full-time as a sworn officer in the discipline you are seeking exemption. You receive training in that discipline, which is comparable to Florida's full basic recruitment curriculum, and or you were previously certified in Florida. Now, he wasn't previously certified, didn't receive the training, but he comes in, and according to his timesheets that we have, it's referencing 3 years, but it's really not 3 years that he works. These are part-time, they're seasonal, so they're only happening like half of the year and only parts of 2 years and from like June to December of the middle year, okay, which is the year 2000. He is there during 2001, from what I can see. When 9/11 happened, which he does reference in one of his speeches, that somehow he was down there and stuff. Of course, we don't see him with any of those lung diseases. We don't see him with any of those breathing problems that people who actually worked at 9/11, who went there, who did the stuff, who went there to actually save people and to rescue, you know, what they call their fallen brothers, the police department, fire department from all over the country. We don't see Sheriff Marcino experiencing any of those things. That is highly questionable, and so we have him as this Suffolk County Department of Parks and Parks seasonal standard payroll. This is his timesheets in which he put in, even in 9/11, he only put in about 37 hours, okay? So we have him doing that. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement says, you got to have at least one full year, not a part-time service outside of the state, but full-time. Okay. As a sworn officer, he never had that. He never had that. One of the men that I spoke with said he was impersonating a police officer as far as what these standards are, these requirements are. He was impersonating a police officer for years. For years. Okay? While he was at Naples, while he was at Collier Sheriff's Office, and we're going to talk about that in just a second because there are obvious lies on that application that he gave, and while he was at Lee County Sheriff's Office, okay? Now you said, well, wait a minute, what's going on here with the Naples City thing? Okay, well, FDL Lee did acknowledge the fact that this guy failed his exam for a second time. In fact, this is the thing I was mentioning before. There was a memo to Stephen Moore. Excuse me a second. I just need to check my time here because I'm running pretty short. There is a memo sent to Chief Stephen Moore in the City of Naples Police and Emergency Services Department by Ginger Jones, who is professional standards. And this is what she writes. Chief, as per our earlier conversation regarding certification exams, I have learned the following from FDLE. This is the second time Carmine has failed the exam. Means he's incompetent concerning the equivalency of training, okay? He must now return to a certified academy or school and retake the courses that are pertinent only to the section that he failed, and once he completes these and passes the class, he then has 180 days to take the exam again, the one he failed twice. Since his TEA expires as of August 23rd, 2000, there does not appear to be any way he can finish the courses and retake the exam in 24 days. FDLE suggests pulling him from the road on August 23rd and assigning him to administrative duties until he retakes and passes the exam. Okay? Now, when you go through his file from the City of Naples, it says that he is terminated. However, years later, when he applies with the Collier County Sheriff's Office, when he is asked, have you ever been dismissed from position? He checks no. One of many fraudulent claims by Sheriff Carmine Marcino. Hang on through the break. We'll finish up. Other side, last segment of SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyGift.com.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final segment here is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to call in at any time, it's 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, there is plenty here in the documentation. We're going to drop some of that on you. I closed at the break saying in the Collier County Sheriff's Office, there was an application that was filed by Mr. Marcino, in which he, one, it's kind of interesting, he states he is New York State certified in the state of New York, where he is a law enforcement or corrections officer certification. He states that, and then he says, completed law enforcement equivalency of training at SPJC. Of course, he couldn't pass the Florida State equivalency training test, twice. I mean, he failed it twice. Okay? He failed it twice. Now, to be fair to Carmine Marcino, they did show improvement over the month or so that they're doing these daily evaluations. He was learning things, this, that, and the other. He started off sort of, you know, as a poor guy in the police force, and they did raise him up in that. So I don't want to take away anything from that. But the fact of the matter is, he has misrepresented himself to the public. He has misrepresented himself to FDLE. And the fact of the matter is, FDLE recognized that and said, you can't keep this guy on in Naples, Florida. You can't keep him on as a patrol officer. Okay? When he applied with Collier Sheriff's call your county sheriff's office. The question was asked, have you ever been dismissed from position? He checked no. Well, he was. He was dismissed. He was terminated. That's the term you'll see in the documents I'll be providing in the article later on this evening. You'll see he was terminated from Naples. Why? Well, because he couldn't be a police officer down there. He had not fulfilled full-time years' worth of service, as the FDLE says. And by the way, I decided to go in and see exactly what's gone on here in the state of Florida. So according to the laws that are spoken of here by the FDLE, he has to complete this stuff. He has to complete that 1 year of full-time, not part-time, you know, Ranger Smith, Yogi Bear stuff. He has to be full-time in law enforcement. Now, don't get me wrong. I get park rangers can be considered law enforcement. No question about that. I'm not even going to argue that. The issue that we're dealing with is he states himself, he served in Suffolk County Park and Services, and that it was part-time and that it was seasonal. And we have his timesheets. He's never full-time in that. Yet he's coming into Florida. The city of Naples hires him. Nobody checks it out. It's kind of like the media down there in Florida checking this guy out, okay? City of Naples, what in the heck are you people doing down there? Same thing the guys in media are doing. You're covering for this guy, or are you covering your own backsides because you didn't check him? I'll bet, though, if I went down there and asked the city of Naples for a piece of paper to file a complaint with one of their officers, they might think I'm a criminal and try to arrest me. And for people who don't get what I'm talking about, one of the previous articles I put that there were years ago, the media outlets went down and they found a guy who was going in. It didn't matter if the guy was white or he's black or whatever. A lot of the Southwest Florida sheriffs and police departments treated that person like they were a criminal just for simply saying, can I get a piece of paper to file? And they were being nice about it. File a complaint about an officer I dealt with. That's all he wanted to do. They were treated like a criminal. Okay? This is some of the stuff that we're talking about. We're talking about the corruption. I don't even think it's in Lee County anymore. I used to think, well, maybe there's some good that's there. Okay? We have the reports of Governor Ron DeSantis that, you know, he's made some move to eliminate some things there as far as corruption and things of that nature and deal with that. And indeed he has. I'm not going to take anything away from the guy there. But on this issue, I am telling you right now, I have contacted the governor's office by phone, his media outlet by email. I have yet to receive a response to any of the three or four articles I've done on this, where the governor obviously had support of Carmine Marcino as sheriff, and then he backed off. Furthermore, radio show talk host Sean Hannity, which, you know, what I hear on the radio, what I've seen on television, I like him as a guy. I realize he's a Republican water boy for the most part, but, you know, he's taken some stands against some stuff that's kind of cost him a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, on this, he called Carmine his good buddy in a tweet, and now that's gone. Now, why is that? This leads us to something that we need to talk about that must be central to all of this, okay? And that is what Bradley talked about, I believe it was yesterday on the radio, it might have been the day before, and that is Romans 13 and how there are these people who have infiltrated the church who say, Romans 13 says you're to submit to the authorities. The immediate thing I want to tell those people is, okay, so Hitler said you could take Jews' property. Should you submit to that? What if they recruited you into the Nazis and said, you need to kill this person because of this, this, and this, and they want to put that off? Would you still say you need to submit to that? Well, no, they're calling me to sin. But they're sinning in the process. If you read that in context, Paul says, there's nothing to fear from the minister of God when he is doing what he's supposed to do, when he's upholding justice and bringing that justice against criminals, the evil. There's nothing to fear from the people who are doing good. So I ask you, people of Lee County, those of you who are trying to do good, Why are you in fear? Because you have a corrupt sheriff in your midst. You have corrupt judges in your midst. You have corrupt attorneys in your midst. You have a corrupt governor. Yeah, I know that's going to sting some people a little bit. You have a corrupt FDLE who is doing things here or failing to do it, giving this guy cover, failing to do what they need to do in the matter. That's why you're fearful. And the media is just as complicit. They are what has been termed historically as the useful idiots. They think, well, we've got access to the sheriff's department, and so we don't want to disturb the water. Oh, we're going to look at it. We're going to vet it. Right, Fox 4? Let's see if you actually put out a story on this. I'll bet you a dime to a donut. Not a Dunkin' Donut, a Krispy Kreme one. I'll bet you a dime to a donut. We don't hear squat about this education lie and the fraudulent claims of Sheriff Carmine Marcino. But what I want to point you to is this. When Marcino took his oath of office to uphold the Constitution, and I've heard from men who have worked with him that he is a violator of the Constitution. He has gone into people's houses, their residence, without warrants, and they've called him out on it. He's done other things as well. He went to McGregor Baptist Church. You can see the complete ceremony swearing in of Sheriff Carmine Marcino on YouTube. And I'm going to be adding that with the information that I give. He, Rick Scott, and former Sheriff Mike Scott, who I think is just as corrupt, both of those men, I think they're just as corrupt as this guy, are there. And the pastor there, Russell Howard, begins to pontificate on Romans 13 as though he has studied it and knows what the heck he's talking about. He doesn't. He so deceived the people that when he quoted the thing about the passage that says that the king wields the sword, he said, and let me paraphrase, and that's what he's doing. He was adding to God's word because he wasn't communicating what the word says. He said, let me paraphrase, the 9mm, the 45 or whatever. In other words, what Pastor Howard was saying to the people was, the sheriff, the police department, carries a gun to exercise justice, to wield the sword, as Paul is talking about there. No, they don't. They carry that mainly for self-defense, and they carry that in order that they obviously can defend themselves. But their job is to bring people in for justice. That's what their job is. And then the judge is to execute that. And if you really want to be biblical, if there's a death penalty or any of that kind of stuff, the people are to execute that as a community. Okay? And in the king sense, the king executes it. Okay? But this guy, this Pastor Russell Howard, says, no. They're carrying guns to execute justice. Now, what does that remind you of? Well, to me, it reminds me of a police state. Police just go out, and if they kill you, if they shoot you or do whatever they do that's corrupt, that's exercising justice. It isn't. Good cops don't do that, and they know better. They're trained not to do that. Now, 23 hours, we're going to be back with you. SonsLibertyMedia.com, SonsLibertyMedia.com. Until then, see you.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.